This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 38. It says there, "Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." End of quote. I want to introduce you to a little Jewish girl, a teenager, who heard the word of God and thereby taught us the importance of faith toward the word of God. As usual, on that day, Mary was doing her daily chores. The angel of God appeared to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and said she would conceive and give birth to a son who shall be called Jesus. He will become great and will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. End of quote. Luke 1, 30 to 37. When Mary heard the word of God, her response was the beautiful and perfect example of faith toward the word of God. At the outset, this little teenage girl was curious and confused. She did not understand how this is all going to happen. She said, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" In other words, she knew she heard something great and wonderful. However, she was puzzled how this is going to happen because she was a virgin. Angel explained how this is going to happen. The Holy Spirit of God will come upon her. The power of the Highest will overshadow her. Therefore, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Angel also said Elizabeth, her relative, had already conceived in her old age. For God, nothing will be impossible. Verse 37. Beloved, may this rehearse in our ears. For God, nothing will be impossible. I want to bring to your attention to the response of this little teenage Jewish girl. Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." End of quote. This verse is our daily insight and is the best and the most beautiful example of faith toward God expressed in the pages of the Bible. She said only two things: "Behold, I am your maidservant, Lord." And then she said, "Let it be to me according to your word." She received and believed the word of God as it came to her. Although she did not know the details about how all these beautiful things going to happen, she submitted to the word of God. She said, "Lord, your word, may it happen to me." Dearly beloved, it does not matter how old you are to express your faith and trust in God. You may be a small boy or a girl. You may be a young teenager or an adult. You may be a husband or wife. You may be an older person, a grandfather or a grandmother. When the word of God comes to you, would you respond as Mary did? Romans 10:17 says this: "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." End of quote. The word of God, the Bible, ignites faith in us toward God. Hebrews 3:15 says, "Today when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled." End of quote. Mary did not harden her hearts to the word of God. She humbled herself when she heard the word of God and received it and said, "Let it be to me according to your word." You see, we need to repeat Mary's words again and again in our lives, don't we? "Lord, I do not know how you are going to work all the details. However, I am submitting to you to fulfill your word in my life." Bible says in Romans 10:11, "Whoever believed in Jesus Christ will not be disappointed." Romans 10:13 says, "For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved." I do not know the magnitude of the problem you are facing today. Like the Jewish teenage girl, would you submit to God? He will work out the details amazingly and wonderfully if you submit to the word of God that comes to you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I put my faith in you and your wonderful word. You said, "If I believe in Christ, I will not be disappointed." May your word happen in my life. May I never be disappointed because I call upon your name, the name above all name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. Please forgive me help me and guide me every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.